Welcome to Haven Expert Series. Hi, it's Liz Lee from Haven Books, here in hazy Hong Kong. Today I'm going to read an excerpt from Life Recipes for My Mother, the award-winning book by Betty Jamie Chung. Lesson 35, Do Your Best. Do your best. It is the essence. Do not worry about the outcome. My mother always taught us to do our best. Doing our best was the essence, the criterion that my parents, especially my mother, evaluated and judged us on. One summer when I was in high school, my mother felt that I should spend my vacation more productively than just having fun and doing nothing. Instead, she wanted me to write an essay a week and submit it to her for a discussion. I was less worried about the assignment itself than my mother being the one to grade my essay. The first assignment was an essay on my school. I thought it was easy enough. After spending a couple hours on it, I submitted it to my mother. 2 days passed. Mom made no reference to or comment on the essay. I thought perhaps she was busy and had not read it. On the third day, she called me to her room. My essay was laying on her desk. No red ink marks, no corrections, same as the day I submitted it. Strange, I thought. Mom is usually quite critical. The essay cannot be that good. My guess was accurate. You can do better. Rewrite it and give it to me tomorrow. Mom handed me the essay and turned to pick up the book on her desk, resuming her reading, I guessed. I read the essay. It was badly written. No wonder Mom did not like it. What was I thinking, really? I said to myself. I reworked the essay, adding new material and tightening the language. That evening, I handed it to my mom again. She took it without saying a word. 2 days passed. Again, silence. On the third day, when I returned home from a movie, I saw my essay on my desk, untouched, unmarked. A note was attached. Rewrite it. Disappointed and frustrated, I decided to show my mother how good I could be. I did additional research on my school. I spent the next couple of days rewriting the essay until I felt I had done my best and was satisfied with it. Then I took the essay, walked into my mother's room, and handed it to her. I did not want to just leave it on her desk. Mom, I don't know what you expect and want from me, but I've done my best. I paused. If my best is not good enough, then there is nothing more I can do. As I said those words, I felt tears running down my cheeks, feeling somewhat hard done by. There was absolute silence in the room. I could hear my own breathing. I then realized what I had done. I had never talked to my mother in this tone and manner. I did not know what to expect from her, perhaps the worst. To my surprise, my mother said, "Good. This is exactly what I want from you, your best. You are finally giving it to me, and that's what matters." Read all 42 lessons in Life Recipes for My Mother, available at www.havenbooksonline.com or amazon.com. Thanks for listening.